This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a Denver debate team on what it might learn from Barack Obama's speech tonight.
But first, the Democratic Convention is, for most of us, well, it's a week-long television program.
Mary McNamara is the TV critic for the Los Angeles Times. Mary, how are the networks doing? How good is this as television?
You know, there's more coverage than ever before, and there's less coverage than ever before, because especially on the cable shows, what you're seeing is this attempt to own the race in a way that has been going on since the Democratic primary began, trying to call how this convention is going to play before it's even played. You had on day one, hour one, James Carville saying, well, the Democrats, they're just not pulling it together yet. And you're just like, could you give them a minute? You know, this is a convention. There are certain things that have to happen. So you have, yes, there is a coverage, more coverage, hours and hours of coverage of the actual convention, but most of it is devoted to the various pundits and anchors sitting there discussing what their opinions are. You know, at MSNBC, you're sitting there with Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann actually outside the convention listening to them talk about what they think is going to happen.
As you say, this coverage from the cable channels is as much about themselves as it is about the event. They're increasingly partisan and not necessarily just one against the other. Here's an exchange on MSNBC with the host of Morning Joe, that's Joe Scarborough, the former Republican congressman, and correspondent David Schuster. He's just accused Joe Scarborough of being Republican.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Look, I'm
David.
Making the point.
David, what's your party?
I have no party. I'm a
independent. You're independent, yeah. Just like all other journalists.
I'll show you my voting card. I'll show you how I'm registered later.
Oh, well,
but
that's
the bottom line.
Hold on a second. I feel so comforted by the fact that you're an independent. Well, I bet everybody in MSNBC has independent on their voting cards.
Wow, that was quite a blow up on the air.
That is pretty astonishing. But the point is absolutely well taken. I mean, at this stage in the game, you can basically turn your channel and find whatever your personal leaning is reflected in the analysis, reflected in the commentators. I mean, obviously, Fox News is going to be more conservative over at MSNBC. It's much more liberal. And you have, you know, and it's journalism 101. You have like some of the pundits, some of the hosts basically leading their interviewees by saying things like, here's what you hear a lot. You hear, but don't you think?
Well, here you have an illustration. Here's Sean Hannity of Hannity and Combs on Fox discussing Bill Clinton's speech with Karl Rove, the great political strategist.
But he didn't really make the case about Barack Obama except platitudes and bumper stickers and kind of slogans.
Well, but he did give a framework in which is more than anybody else has done, except yeah. Michelle Obama giving some personal insights for him.
There's Karl Rove defending Bill Clinton.
That was, I think, my favorite moment of last night's coverage, because, you know, when you have Karl Rove acting as a voice of reason on Fox, things have gone a little far.
Former presidential advisor, now commentator David Gergen, said on Monday he thought the Democrats were mismanaging their part of the show, the television part of the show, running much too late. He didn't think they did a very good job. How do you think they've done since then?
I think they've done a really great job. I mean, obviously, there's a time issue because it's in the middle of the country. We're all grown ups. We can stay up late and watch. I think there was a lot of criticism early on that they didn't come out of the box howling and screaming and tearing down the Bush administration and tearing down John McCain and, you know, making this rabid case for Obama. But I really feel that what they have chosen to do instead is have like a sort of a 4-day long story arc in terms of, you know, a television show, where you start off more gently, you start off more personally with Ted Kennedy, with Michelle Obama, everybody's weeping. Then you come on, here's Hillary, she's graceful, but also very strong, saying, you know, empathetically, if you voted for me, you should vote for Barack Obama. She couldn't have been clearer. Then you come on, you have, you know, Bill Clinton, Joe Biden comes through, and it's like just building, building, building until obviously the main event, which is going to be Obama. And, you know, when you have a candidate like Obama, whose greatest strength is his speaking ability, you don't want to steal his thunder. You want him to be the one who is just bringing all of these things together and making that, you know, unforgettable speech. I think it was very calculated to sort of lead up to Obama. And so the question is, how is he going to do tonight? I mean, is he going to hit that mountaintop that he obviously is reaching for?
Mary McNamara, TV critic for the LA Times. You can read her Critics Notebook column at thelatimes.com. Mary, thank you.
Thank you.
We've got more in a moment on Day to Day.